So again, as we just make our way through St. Paul's letter to the Colossians, this very powerful passage we have today. As you received Christ, walk in him, rooted in him, and built upon him. Like, that's our foundation. He said yesterday that Christ is the fullness, and he repeats it again today. The fullness of deity resides in Christ, and that everything that we need is in him. So we build our lives, and we walk in him, we live in him, we're rooted in him, we're built upon him. As a mark, the sign of our life as disciples, this is who we are. And see, he goes to say, see that no one captivate you with empty and seductive philosophy. Again, I mean, what a more pressing warning that we need than today than this. How many empty and seductive philosophies are flying around competing for our attention, competing for our devotion and our love and our worship? According to the tradition of men and the elemental powers of the world, but not according to Christ. For in Christ dwells the whole fullness of godliness, and we share in this fullness. I mean, this is the common theme of Paul in all of his writings, as he's trying to remind the pagans, the Gentiles, and the Jews as well, the reality of what it means to be alive in Christ, is that we get to share in the fullness of God's deity, the fullness of God's grandness and his power, that we have been circumcised not by a human hand, but by the hand of God. Through our baptism, our hearts have been torn and restored and renewed. And the fullness of God's life has been poured, has been emptied into us. And we have the power, the ability to live the very same life as Christ. Walk in this, rooted in this. Don't be deceived by these passing pleasures of the world. I mean, think about it. Every time we turn on the television or open our phones, the seductive powers of the world are trying to suck us away from Christ, trying to corrupt and disrupt everything that we know to be good, true, and beautiful. St. Paul is continually reminding us to stay rooted in Christ, that he obliterated the bond against us with its legal claims. He nailed it to the cross, taking away the power of the principalities. He led them away in triumph. That way of the cross, the Via Crucis, was this triumphal march of God through the streets of Jerusalem. And when we stay rooted in Christ, when we stay connected to the cross, that triumphal march is a reality in each one of our lives. And Jesus in the gospel kind of gives us, not kind of, he gives us the secret on how we stay rooted in Christ. Jesus spent the night in prayer. He withdrew from the crowds. He withdrew from the noise. He withdrew from the commotion. And he spent the night in prayer with his Father. It's the only way for us to do it. If Jesus, who is God, felt the need to spend his night in prayer, how much more so us, who are creatures, completely and totally dependent on God for all things, do we need to spend our night in prayer? And when Jesus spent that night in prayer, he was confident that the words he said, the things he did, were in complete conformity with the will and mind of our God, our Father in heaven. We have that same power. We can have that same confidence. As we stay rooted in Christ, not distracted by the elemental powers of the world, the seductive philosophies, as we stay rooted in Christ, men and women who spend our nights in prayer, we can go out, we can stand on firm ground, and we can teach and preach and share the love and mercy of our Heavenly Father.